Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kim. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Johnson scores. Molinaro moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentine is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stegman. Bosley reaches second base with a double. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molinaro strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Molinaro out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Lentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Kemp moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz fields it and tags Parrish, for the out. Kemp scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Baumgarten. Wackenfuss moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kim moves to second. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Kim moves to third. Bosley moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Stegman reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Kemp steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Wackenfuss moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Wackenfuss scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stegman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Rick Peters now playing center field. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kim hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bosley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0 for 4 in the game. Lentin takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lentin moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stegman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kim hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.